Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back to our final day talking about men's mental health. Prior to our interview with someone about mental health, men's mental health issues, but today we're going to talk about another article from Psychology Today, from once again last week, from August of this year, 2017, written by Dr. James Staden of Duke University, and the title is "Not Every Number Means Something."
Now, all of us have to read this, right? Because what's he talking about here? But we've been talking this week about the data gathered over the last 30 plus years that clearly indicate that girls have improved in almost every respect in terms of college, graduate school, careers, salaries, which everybody applauds, and we're all delighted. As fathers of girls, I couldn't be happier. At the same time, however, something sinister is happening to boys. Not men who have already made it, but boys who are coming into this system, because there seems to be some relationship between the advances that girls are making and a negative effect on boys' motivation and self-esteem. We're not sure exactly what that relationship is, but there seems to be some correlation between advances by girls and, as one author says, boys have stalled and may be falling behind.
Yeah, so we started out this week talking about the situation at Google, where this 10-page memo, for whatever reason, again,
still I'm still fascinated with why he would have
why someone would write one. But and so we're going to end this week with a slightly different perspective of that same memo. And this guy writes about what he would have encouraged the CEO of Google to say. And I like the hypothetical study that he talks about here. So you take 1,000
individuals,
500 men, 500 women.
Right.
Ask them a series of questions.
Yeah, just simple questions, likes and dislikes, that sort of stuff.
And then you take those 1,000 responses and you give them to random people and you say, tell me if this was written by a man or written by a woman.
Right.
And he says, for the most part, people are going to agree. They're going to mostly get the male responses right and mostly get the female responses right.
Right. So that
so correctly then, identify.
Yeah, and they say, if this was written by a woman, put it in this pile. If it was a man, put it in this pile. So when you're finished, you have two piles.
And he said, by and large, most people are going to get them correct. You know, there's going to be some different, a few minor differences, but for the most part, we're going to get them right. Now, he says that a lot of that is based on stereotypes. But what his argument seems to be is that, yes, it's based upon stereotypes, but that stereotypes aren't always wrong. Sometimes stereotypes are correct.
Because what this hypothetical study does, and he's right, I'm sure we would all get those results, is that there are differences between men and women. Like it or not, there are differences between men and women. We don't always understand exactly what they are. We certainly don't understand why they are. But he's saying, let's begin with there are differences.
And then he, but then he takes it a step farther, which I really appreciate, and that is, just because those stereotypes exist doesn't mean that it's because one is inferior to the other. It doesn't mean that it's biological. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's anything else, that the system is stacked in one direction or another. It just may mean that this is one group's preference and this is another group's preference.
And he really talks mainly about What is your preference?
Right.
It's not really ability that we're talking about. It's not biological.
Right.
It's not cultural. Or he says it might be, mm-hmm. but it doesn't matter. And right. that's what I like about his approach, is that he's saying they exist.
Right.
It doesn't matter why they exist.
Right.
It could be a lot of things.
Right.
So he distills it to maybe it's just preference.
Right. So if we think about this whole Google situation again, mm-hmm. The original writing was that, well, there's not as many women doing coding.
That's right.
Okay.
About coding.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we have that observation. Now, we can only assume that that is a factual observation, that there are fewer female coders at Google than there are male coders.
Well, there are fewer females than males.
Right.
31%
right.
of the employees at Google are females.
Right.
It should be closer to, I mean, one would assume
right.
that it would be closer to 50.
Right. So if we say, okay, that's it. Now, one of the other observations that we made during this course of this week is the fact that by and large, mm-hmm. And again, this isn't universal, but by and large, video gaming and that kind of thing is much, much more dominated by males than females.
Right.
You know, so
right.
we see a lot more boys playing video games than girls.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of girl gamers out there, but for the most part, we see many more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it would necessarily be surprising that we see more boys going into that kind of field than mm-hmm. we would see girls going into that kind mm-hmm. of field. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you have an interest in computers and gaming and stuff from the time you were 7 years old,
right.
and that continued through through high school and into mm-hmm. college, you're much more likely to work to find a career in that area than you would be if you were into something
right.
else. If
right.
you were into, you know, sports or biology or anything else,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be more likely to go into those areas than
right.
you would into computers. So,
mm-hmm.
again, what this guy seems to be saying is these are interests that people have.
Right.
It's not necessarily that just because the stereotype is true doesn't mean that it's something flawed or intrinsic mm-hmm. to that gender.
To that.
It's just that may be an interest
right.
to that group.
Right. And this article by Damore, the guy at Google, you know,
mm-hmm.
he was saying that 31% are
right.
females. But he said only 20% of the tech people. So it's even a lower percentage
right.
of the tech people. And based on that, he said women are not. I think the mistake that I didn't read his
right.
memo. I don't know whether he said they're not as good as,
right.
and he made it an ability issue,
right.
which would be,
that would be problematic.
A misjudgment.
Right.
Okay, at least a misjudgment on his part. However, there was a time. Let's go back to 1960.
All right.
Most nurses were women. Maybe more than 90% were
mm-hmm.
women.
Right.
Today, 90% are still women.
Right.
It's not because in 1960 it was because they couldn't go to medical school.
Right.
They can go to medical school today.
Right.
But they're still 90%
mm-hmm.
of nurses are women.
Right.
Okay. So it's not because they don't.
Right.
They're not forced to be nurses,
mm-hmm.
okay? The other thing is elementary school teachers
right.
are mostly women.
Right.
Why? We're not sure.
Right.
Is it about nurse? But most high school teachers were men. I don't know what the percentages
right.
are now, but I think it's closer to 50%. But let's imagine for a moment that we pay elementary school teachers more than we pay high school teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Men would gravitate. There would be more male teachers in elementary school,
right.
which has nothing to do with ability.
Right.
It has something to do with income.
Okay? Right.
Same with nursing. If we paid nurses more, if we paid nurses what we paid doctors,
right.
a lot of people would choose to go into nursing rather than medicine,
right.
simply because of the salary differential. Okay?
Right.
So it's not about ability.
Right.
It's not that women can't. It's not that men can't. There's something else at work here, and that's what he's trying to. That's the point that he's trying to make.
Right, and it's not that. It's not even that men are money hungry. That's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that when you take away some of the barriers or some of the reasons why someone may resist going in one direction over another, if you take away some of those barriers,
mm-hmm.
you see, you would likely see much more equality and balance when it comes to that. But as the author here says, men and women are equally represented in almost no profession.
That's right.
There's almost no profession where the balance is 50-50. And so it has nothing to do with ability, despite the stereotypes being correct.
Right.
Or being supported by the numbers, it has nothing to do with an innate ability, and we should differentiate those two things.
And the other point he makes when he talks about, and I love the fact that he, again, one of those wonderful little morsels that you get once in a while, where he says, there's no profession where it's 50-50. But he goes on to say, yes, you have discrepancies, but you have them in every field.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you can't attribute every difference to discrimination. Right. Maybe it's discrimination in one or two, but they can't all be explained by discrimination alone.
Right.
There's something else at work here.
Right. Okay? And I like the idea, too, that, or not that I like the idea, I think that it's an accurate observation to say that another part of this is that we tend to... historically, I don't think this is the case anymore. I'm going to hope that we continue to move in a direction where we're not doing this anymore. But we tend to marginalize those careers that tend to be more populated by females.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it blows my mind the number of people who marginalize an educational profession.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just a teacher, or you know, it's. Are you kidding me? I mean, this person is educating your kids, our future.
Mm-hmm.
She gets the summers off.
Right.
You know, she has every holiday off.
Holidays.
She's off all the time.
Right.
That's horrible. But yet we glorify these guys who play basketball. It's like, okay, so that is really contributing to society because he plays a professional sport. Mm-hmm. And that, though, in and of itself, is also present in every profession. Mm-hmm. Even if we think about medicine,
right.
two of the fields, branches of medicine that are the least reimbursed, they have the lowest relative salary.
Right.
One of the leading ones, pediatrics. who are the most? You know, we have a lot. I haven't seen recent numbers, but the numbers I've seen in the past are far more females, women, mm-hmm. pediatricians than male pediatricians.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's this very interesting phenomenon that we
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
of where we tend to do that. And I think that because we tend to do that or have historically done that, that keeps men from seeking that.
Right.
Remember the movie... Meet the Parents with De Niro and Ben Stiller and
the Fockers,
mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The Fockers was the second movie, but the first one was Meet the Parents.
Mm-hmm.
And her father, Robert De Niro, his character was appalled because he was his name was Gaylord Focker, but was appalled that he was a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
He's a male nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he go to medical school?
Right.
Well, and then, of course, we learned that he could have gone to medical school, but he chose to be a nurse.
Right.
And it's that fascinating, because that, I think, is the stereotype.
Right.
Women are nurses, men are doctors.
Right.
The numbers aren't supporting that as much anymore.
Right.
We're moving away from that. But
or if you can become a doctor, why are you only going to become a nurse?
Right.
You know, why do we have that only,
Well,
you're only a teacher, you're only a nurse, you're only a this, right?
Yeah. I mean, having worked in medical schools, we know that nurses do much more work.
They do the
you
work.
Know, certainly not marginalizing what the doctors do, but they do much more of the patient care than the doctors do.
And they have that years of experience.
Oh, yeah.
Take a nurse with 20 years experience over a new intern.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the other has more status.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
He also, going back to... The memo. And I didn't know about this. Motivated reasoning. What Damore was accused of was motivated. This is another one of those, oh, that's an interesting idea. And it's another way of being prejudiced,
yeah.
right? They accused him of being prejudiced mm-hmm. against women, of being biased. But they talk about motivated reasoning. And this comes from one of the old English philosophers, David Hume. I remember you know, mm-hmm. studying him in college, but I missed this part of mm-hmm. whatever they were teaching me. Motivated reasoning, which is you study and write because you're motivated, because you have an axe to grind.
Right.
Okay, that's what motivated reasoning is. You have an axe to grind. Right. And so you're writing, and this is, and Stoddard is saying this, not me, or what is his name?
Staden.
I'm going to keep saying Stoddard. It's Staden. Yeah. What he's saying is that we often do our work from this position of motivated reasoning, and right. he said that you don't need to
right.
in this case because it's not discrimination; it's just the fact. The fact is that men and women are different, and instead of trying to argue one or the other, it's not going to matter.
Right.
They're different. We don't know why, but they're different.
Right, and again, it's. This is based upon the numbers. Now, we don't know if that memo said it's because women aren't as good
right.
Or can't do it right. or anything like that. But if we're just looking at the numbers, mm-hmm. then what we're talking about is a factual argument mm-hmm. That it can't be an argument. If given the numbers that we know, 20%, 30%, mm-hmm. those types of numbers, it is obvious that men far outnumber women right. in coding and in tech
and those,
in those professions right. there at Google. So mm-hmm. it's not biased, it's just right. factual.
Karl Marx
mm-hmm.
said, from each according to his ability, to each according to his needs.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and one of the arguments was, let's pay everybody the same salary.
Yeah,
and then let people decide what they want to do. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. And it would be interesting to see right. what would happen to these data
mm-hmm.
if every job, if you paid an elementary school teacher the same thing you paid a brain surgeon,
right?
Or you paid a cardiologist mm-hmm. the same thing you pay a pediatrician. They all make the same amount of money. Knowing during your training that it's not going to matter
right.
financially.
Mm-hmm.
Just choose whatever you want to do. It would be interesting to see what would happen to the numbers.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't account for socialization and culturation
mm-hmm.
because
right.
girls receive different messages than boys do.
Right.
Okay, and those different messages mm-hmm. lead them into different professions.
Right.
Not because they can't do the math, but the messages they get lead them into different kinds of professions.
Right.
I've had tons of people. I had one the other day who said, no, yesterday, I had a conversation yesterday with a friend, and she said, I went to law school. I can't tell you too much about this person. She ended up in medicine. But she tried law school before medicine and said she hated it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not that she couldn't do law school.
Right.
She succeeded at it. She just didn't like it.
Right.
And then she went to law school.
Yeah.
Or then she went to medical school. So it wasn't anything about
right.
her ability.
Ability, right.
You know, it was, what did she want to do? What
yeah.
She said she didn't like this kind of, you know, what law had this adversarial mm-hmm. relationship. She said it just didn't fit who I was.
Yeah. And it would be a fascinating study, though. You'd have to figure out a way to differentiate societal hierarchies.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even if they paid the same, you know, between an elementary school teacher and a neurosurgeon, mm-hmm. even if they got paid exactly the same, we sort of societally would add a put neurosurgery as a higher
sure.
Mm-hmm. because oh wow
would have more value
right yeah, even right. though if they got paid the same we would apply this different standard to it.
I'm sure
an
we would
study.
Yeah. Well no you're really smarter than
yeah because that's
you teach
think about things.
You,
yeah you, know, so. You operate on brains
right.
so
and you're a quarterback of a football team so,
yeah, so
you're worth
a lot
more
than... talking about neurosurgery right. So fascinating topic. Did you have any other?
No, just that he said, so what we should be dealing with, we shouldn't be worrying about these decisions that people make on their preferences. Mm-hmm. We should worry about actual discrimination.
Right.
We should be able, we should know where it is and root out and deal with actual discrimination and not worry about these other, what he calls peripheral and probably not real problems, you know, imaginary problems based on data and statistics.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
Pretty thoughtful. Yeah, make things equitable. And that's what I like about this, because through the week we've been talking about what's happening to boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's, we're not quite sure, though we know that boys seem to be slipping for some reason. And he's saying that let's make it equitable for everybody. Let's boost the girls and let's boost the boys.
Right.
We know how to make girls do better.
Right. So,
clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's been wonderful. We know how to make girls do better.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to make boys do better.
Right.
You know, we got to get boys back up.
Yeah.
And we have, I didn't say that right. We have to get, because it almost sounded competitive, we have to find a way to boost boys so that they become more motivated and more engaged.
Right.
Okay. And one of the articles we talked about in the week was, boys are getting mixed messages about what it means to be a man.
Right.
You know, and many aren't sure.
Yeah.
And they're, but the message they're getting is, you're not important, and so boys are disengaging,
right.
And that's a problem. We
yeah.
need for them to re-engage and get motivated.
Absolutely, absolutely. So. All right, that's it then.
Man, eye-opening week.
It was challenging at times to talk about, but it was good.
Right.
So,
if we sound sexist, we're not. Certainly not. I don't think we are sexist.
I'm not.
Let us know.
Yeah.
You know, if this sounds sexist to you, like, oh, you're favoring this group over that, let us know what you think. I'd really be interested.
It's funny that you said it, because we were talking about that in between recording, because it does feel like that when you even talk about these things.
Right.
And the intent, of course, is not there, but it does, and I wonder if that's one of the reasons why it's just not talked about as much, because it does feel...
you feel a little bit...
It feels awkward.
Damore, the Google guy, began the article with, now, let's start with, I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
Then you get accused of being a racist.
Yeah.
You know? And so we don't want to do that.
Right.
But if this sounds like that, please let us know.
Yeah.
It's a topic, it's new to us.
Yeah.
Clearly, this is stuff that I am embarrassed to say, hadn't thought about enough, hadn't read enough about it. But I'm glad we stumbled onto this.
Yeah.
It's going to be part of an interview that we do.
Yeah.
I'm glad we stumbled onto it, and we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, all right, that's it for today and this week.
Oh, this so, week.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.